Well, it's a new day in Virginia. I've talked about it at length, but you know what? It feels different. It feels like a hopeful place for America. He sounds to me like Ronald Reagan in many ways. He does. He's got this happy warrior about him. He does. He's got this idea of optimism and the hope of change and good change. Like allowing parents to have some input on what their kids are taught in school. Crazy ideas like that, or having less government, you know, impeding businesses in his state. It's nutty. Julie Gundlach is director of the Independent Women's Forum's Center for Progress and Innovation. This is progress. She also wrote the book From Cupcakes to Chemicals, How the Culture of Alarmism Makes Us Afraid of Everything and How to Fight Back. Julie, good to have you. Well, then.
Oh, I'm sorry.
There
Steve,
she is.
I'm here.
There you are.
I muted myself.
That's okay. It's been that kind of a day. It's perfectly fine. Listen, you had to have woken up the day that Glenn Youngkin was being sworn into office, or the day after that, and just gone, it feels different and it feels better. It seems to me, it just seems like it's emanating positive.
Oh, absolutely. You know, Steve, I'm a Northern Virginia mom who, that group of parents sort of made news and are, you know, being credited with bringing Youngkin into the governorship. We are fed up. This state, Virginia, the great state of Virginia, I was not born here. I came here when I started working on Capitol Hill. But it is my home. It's where my children were born, and we've made it our home. And it has been tough living here under the leadership of people like Tim Kaine and Terry McAuliffe. It is run by corrupt Democrats who have brought, I can't describe to you the wokesters, that bureaucrats that we have in this state. So Youngkin is a ray of sunshine. The sun is coming up in Virginia right now. I'm looking out my window.
Yeah.
and it is a bright future. And man, he has taken off. He is firing people left and right and putting in great staffers, especially good education staffers like Elizabeth Schultz, who served she was a school board member in Loudoun County, one of the craziest school boards in the country, and she was a voice of reason there. And so now she's working for Youngkin as one of his education leads. So we are very hopeful here in Virginia.
But this is a race, obviously, that caught the nation's attention, caught Democrats by surprise, caught them flat. They thought their dictatorial, you know, demands and government control or everything was going to be embraced, and it was just going to be okay with everybody, and it was roundly and soundly rejected. And so it's a model for Republicans around the country to look at, especially at a time when you've got Chuck Schumer and these other Democrats working feverishly to try to end the filibuster and, you know, ram government control down the nation's throat, even on a 50-50 Senate. I mean, this is a big deal.
Well, I will tell you, Youngkin was an excellent candidate, but he also benefited from what a complete moron Terry McAuliffe was. Let's not forget, Terry McAuliffe had his own sort of deplorables moment when he said, no, parents don't matter in a child's education. They should have no role. He said this at the same time that Merrick Garland sent a note to the FBI asking the FBI or telling the FBI to start investigating parents for, you know, the outrageous act of going to a school board meeting and speaking out. And you had attacks in the mainstream media from the Washington Post, who actually attacked IWF for simply putting up some talking points and resources for parents, and other mainstream media outlets were suggesting that parents were sort of like, you know, gonna do some sort of insurgency like January 6th. I mean, the narrative was insane, and parents know it's not true. Parents could see that this was a coordinated effort on the part of the Biden administration to quiet and intimidate parents. And Terry McAuliffe went right with that narrative, and he was defeated. So I agree that Youngkin is wonderful. I could not be more excited. But again, Terry McAuliffe was a terrible Hillary Clinton-esque candidate that, frankly, people saw through. They saw through his insincerity, and they saw that he would continue the absolute nightmare that has been Virginia for the last couple of years, and we could see that it would continue under McAuliffe.
Yeah, and so it was rejected. So let me ask you this. Maybe this is the way too early to predict type thing, but Youngkin is the kind of guy that could run for president as a conservative, yep, as a successful candidate. It's awfully soon, but why not?
I'm hoping for Winsome Sears, his lieutenant governor.
Well, fair enough. Awesome. I love her, too. Don't get me wrong. His attorney general is doing a fine job as well. Mieres doing a fine job. But I mean, it's way too soon, but let's be honest.
Ship him out of Washington. It's not that much of a move.
Yeah, so, I mean, all of these people are high-quality candidates, aren't they?
Yeah, it's really exciting what's going on in Virginia, and I'm really thrilled to be so close and to be watching it and commenting on it, because I do think that this is a roadmap for other candidates. And look, you know, you've got other Republicans out there going squish, you know, on a couple issues. Don't do it. Stand up. Take the hits from the left, because nobody cares what the left has to say anymore. They have shown themselves to be so unreasonable. I mean, the narrative out there from Biden, that if you disagree with him on, you know, so-called voting rights legislation, which is totally unnecessary, of course, because showing your driver's license is not the same as Jim Crow.
Yeah.
The fact of the matter is... This is what's selling.
The fact of the matter is, it's not selling, and Black Americans support voter ID more than the rest of the country as a whole. It's just the way it is. Julie Gundlach, I got to leave it there. Facts are good, and life in Virginia seems pretty good for once, which is nice.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. Quick break on The Secret Show. I'll be right back.